and you are listening to the Texas Standard. For years, we here on the Texas Standard have been talking about the growth of the craft beer business. Breweries have been popping up all over Texas to fill a thirst for locally made suds, but one must wonder if we've reached a kind of saturation point. This after word that Big Bend Brewing has suspended operations, and another, Noble Ray Brewing in Dallas, just filed for bankruptcy. For a look at the dynamics behind these downturns in the beer industry, we're turning now to Justin Kendall. He is the assistant editor at Brewbound, which is an industry trade publication. Justin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Big Bend Brewing has suspended operations. They haven't called it quits, but they're on pause, I suppose you could say. One part of this decision had to do with the troubles of obtaining some beer equipment. What's the story there?
Well, they had put deposits down. I think it was more than $1 million on equipment for their new brewery in San Antonio. And then DMB, the manufacturer in Canada, fell into receivership. And
ouch.
Now everything's in limbo.
Okay. And then I mentioned Noble Ray Brewing in Dallas. Bankruptcy, that can be both a terrible thing, obviously, but also a good thing in a way if you manage to successfully restructure your business. What's the story there as you know it?
As I understand it, and from looking at the court documents, it looks like they owe quite a bit of money to some banks for equipment that they must have purchased and inventory. But from the sounds of it, they're looking to restructure, looking to keep going and try and come out of this Chapter 11, you know, stronger for it.
So let's pull back and try to understand whether these events are in some way connected. Does this suggest sort of a macro downturn for microbrewing?
So what we're seeing here is that each case is unique, but overall, you've got an industry where growth has slowed to single digits. You've got a number of companies laying off workers, and these are everyone from, you know, the world's biggest brewer, Anheuser-Busch, to craft brewers such as Deschutes. I spoke with a brewery owner yesterday who had cut half of his brewing staff in California. You've got foreclosures, and I guess we're seeing a more tumultuous time here for brewing. And, you know, there's still growth to be had, but those are in pockets, and it's going to be split up.
So tell us what you think might be the outcome as we look at, I mean, here in Texas, you have some of the brands like Real Ale, Live Oak, St. Arnold, a lot of folks know about. I mean, we're just scratching the surface here. Do these brewers need to start thinking a little smaller or, you know, start pulling back or what exactly?
Well, it's all individual, but a lot of the focus has been on becoming, you know, the local tap room, being hyper local to your area. But if you're a bigger company like St. Arnold, you don't really have the option of pulling back and retrenching as much, I believe. I guess it just breaks down to, you know, if you're on the small end, you got to be prepared to be small. If you're on the bigger end, you've got to really go for it. There's really no in between.
At the end of the day, you expecting a bigger hangover in 2019, or are we talking about something that can be successfully managed and perhaps happy days could be here again?
We're going to see more closures. That's almost certain, but there's also going to be more breweries coming online. Brewers Association Chief Economist Bart Watson has said last year in 2018, we could see as many as 300 closures. And that number is expected to sort of rise and sort of really even out with the number of openings that are going on.
Wow, it's an amazing change, a turnaround of sorts happening in micro brewing. Justin Kendall is writing about it. He's assistant editor at Brewbound. Justin, thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.